Hello, I'm Michael Steve from Kaplan Financial, and in this podcast, I'd like to talk about VAT small business accounting schemes. I'm going to be taking a look at annual accounting, cash accounting, and the flat rate scheme. I won't be considering the flat rate farmers schemes or schemes such as retail schemes that are actually independent of size. I'll be dealing with retail schemes on another podcast. So let's start with annual accounting. You'll recall that using standard accounting and assuming you're on quarterly returns, you're going to be making four VAT returns each year. And any VAT that's due is due at the end of the month following the relevant quarter. Now, using the annual accounting scheme for VAT, you make one return, and that one return covers a year, and it is made within 2 months of the end of that year. Now, I hear you ask, what year are we actually talking about? And the short answer is any year you like. It could be the year to the anniversary of grandma's birthday. But in practice, most people will use their accounting year end as being the year. So, are there any conditions on how long I have to have been registered for? There used to be, but they've all gone. If you've been registered for VAT for less than 12 months, then we're going to have to calculate some interim payments, and those are going to be based upon an estimate of the VAT that you owe or expect to owe for the coming year. And if you've been registered for VAT for 12 months or more, then the interim payments are based upon your previous year's actual VAT payments. So, let's pull it together so far. We've got one VAT return covering the whole of 1 year and some interim payments, sometimes referred to as payments on account, actually within that year. So who can actually use this scheme? Are there any conditions attached to that? Effectively, it's a small business scheme by reference to taxable turnover. So you can ask, and remember here, you need to be authorised to use this scheme. You can't just start using it. You need to seek authorisation from Revenue and Customs. You can use the scheme if your estimated taxable turnover for the coming year is not more than 1.35 million. Remember, that's taxable turnover, so it includes the standard rate currently at 15%, any 5% supplies, and zero rated supplies. So that means you don't include any exempt supplies or capital assets. Once you're in the annual accounting scheme, you can keep on using it as long as your estimated VAT taxable turnover remains below £1.6 million. Now, there are some restrictions in respect to the annual accounting scheme. We've already mentioned size as the principal determinant of eligibility for this, but you cannot use the annual accounting scheme if you're registered as a divisional registration. Sometimes companies have a divisional registration, or indeed part of a VAT group. If you've left the annual accounting scheme, then you cannot join it for at least 12 months. Okay, so what are the pluses and the minuses of the annual accounting scheme? Well, the principal benefit, as outlined by Revenue and Customs, is that you only need to do one VAT return per year instead of the usual four, or indeed one dozen if you are on monthly accounting. You get 2 months after the end of the period, the year, before you have to complete your annual VAT return. Oh, and by the way, on that annual VAT return, you have to make up any shortfall, or indeed you're repaid any VAT on the basis of the submissions on the return itself. So there are some benefits, principally administrative and cash flow, but there are also some disadvantages. If you are a repayment trader for VAT, it is unlikely that the annual accounting scheme is for you. The other point, of course, is that if your turnover drops, your payments on account, your interim payments, may be higher than actually needed, in which case you're going to have to wait until the end of the year before you get your money back. We've mentioned the payments on account, the interim payments. Now, let's have a bit more detail on that. The key word here is choice. You can either choose to pay your VAT as you go along by 9 monthly instalments, or you can choose to pay your VAT by 3 quarterly instalments. Now, if you go on the 9 monthly instalments, each payment is calculated at 10% of the total amount of VAT that you paid in the previous year, or indeed 10% of the estimate if you've been registered for less than 12 months. And the first of these payments start at the end of month 4 and run through to the end of month 12. But if you choose to pay your VAT by 3 quarterly instalments, each of these instalments are calculated at 25% of the previous year's total liability, or indeed if you've been registered for less than 12 months, at 25% of your estimate for the forward year. Remind yourself that any imbalances here will be dealt with when the return itself is submitted, and that, you will recall, is within 2 months of the end of your chosen year. Oh, and by the way, all of your payments have got to be made electronically.